neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tribes, that is Gad, Reuven, and Menashe, that they decided to stay out of Eretz Yisrael. And the reason that they came with this idea, because we have informed that Mikne Rab Haya Livne Reuven Livne Gad, they had oversized cattle. So another question that is asked, what happened to these two tribes that all of a sudden their cattle multiplied so much by only these two shevet, they had such a blessing on their cattle. You didn't think about this?
Why not the others?
Yeah, how come only these two? No? What do you think all day?
So what happened? How come only these two tribes?
That is the fruit of something either from yourself.
Yourself? That's a connection with yourself. Maybe, I don't know.
Yosef, the Mitzrayim, he was in charge of the Otzal. He made sure that they brought their cattle and their wheat and everything, and they made them have Brit Milah. So,
but this is the Reuven and Gad. Reuven and Gad. What happened to them?
So there's a very interesting midrash that is brought. Reuven, was his mother?
Yeah.
Laimenu, Allah Shalom. So as you inform that Reuven was a very tzaddik son. So when he realized that his mother is having a problem to become pregnant, you know the story?
Yeah.
So he went and searched for a special herb. Yes? It's called Dudaim. You know about the Dudaim? No, no. No, but you know what type of herb it is?
No.
No?
The smallest herb.
Huh?
No, it looks like a human being, and it's very dangerous to come close to it. Yeah. So one
insight that it says is Sahal Hamur Karem. Yeah. So you have to tie it with the animal. So Reuven tied the herb with the donkey and pulled it out. There's a story about this that, you know, needs a special technique to get this herb. So now, he brought it to Daim, gave it to his mother, and then he remembered the whole story. So obviously, he brought a lot of him. So he gave it to Daim to his cattle too. So now,
that's why he had a lot of
So now, God was the neighbor of the Shevet Reuven. They were neighbor.
As
so he got some too.
Yeah, he got some too. And then they gave it to the animals. And that's why the Midrash brings, they had such a blessing in their cattle. Because when the cattle, because the remedy for the ladies that they're barren, and, you know, helps them to have children. So more so to the cattle that, you know, became very, very blessed.
Today they exist in Eretz Israel, Dudaim.
But they claim that this is what the Dudaim is. Yeah, it's available.
And you know exactly the same thing and so on. So now, here, as you know, when Reuven brought the herb for his mother, how old was he? You don't think about this? So what do you think all day?
You want to know?
How old was he? 11?
Yosef was 17 when they sold him.
So how old was he?
You're right.
And how old
are you? Reuven was 5 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. Five? Yeah. He was 5 years old when he went and got the drink. Now, the beautiful point here is that Midrash explains, "Bimek betzir hitim," as it says in Torah. Reuben was very careful that would not chas v'shalom will take this herb from the field that belongs to somebody. Yes. So now, actually, the reason that Midrash brings, they wanted to stay out of Israel because they're very worried, very cautious that they have so much cattle. Then they, when they go to Eretz Yisrael, then these cows are going to be spread around and maybe the gates in the areas that doesn't belong to them. So the whole concern was that Chas v'Shalom, that our cattle would not commit against them when they go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the reason they wanted to stay out of Israel. Can you imagine a five-year-old boy? He's so careful that Chas v'Shalom will not take something that doesn't belong to him.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.